He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you. It's Tuesday in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. Pray that you are doing well. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Spend the next half hour with you. We spend this half hour with you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of the morning here on WMIE and 5 o'clock of an evening, 91.5 FM. 10:30, you can catch us over at WWBC 1510 AM. And then the FM frequencies throughout the county are 94.7 FM, 99.9 FM, and 100.7 FM. So if you only have the FM and you're one of those frequencies is north, one of them central, one of them is south Brevard, so you may get a little better signal on the FM dial with those frequencies. So want to say thank you today to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. You may want to consider, just before we get into the teeth of the summer, having someone come out and do a maintenance on your air conditioner, check the pressures and make sure that the unit is clean and things like that. Make sure your filters are changed and your condensation line is changed. I had somebody that talked to me and they said, hey, you know, I've got some laminate boards in my house and they're, some of them are warped. And then they went on to describe that they're near their air conditioner. And I said, well, that means that you need to clean out your condensation lines. And, so you can take care of that with a little bit of bleach or a little bit of vinegar or things like that. Or a shop vac. You just don't want any of that gunk building up there. And then the condensation having no place to go, because it's going to find a place to go if there's no place for it to go. And you won't like where it chooses. So Weirich Air have been in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They provide professional sales services and repairs. You're more concerned about their air conditioning and electrical services that they provide this time of year. They work in residential settings, primarily commercial, light commercial settings. They do provide some emergency service necessary. They strive to provide the best service possible at an affordable price. I do know that the requirements changed at the beginning of the year. They are up to date on all of those things. If you find yourself in need of air conditioning or electrical repairs or products, this number may be a great number for you to write down, 321-632-9538. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC1300-2439. Weirich Air, we are thankful to have Pastor Dennis and his team here in Brevard County and also as friends of the Refresh Radio program. We're returning to Ephesians chapter 1. We're talking about things that we are supposed to pray for one another. These are things that Paul prayed for the believers at Ephesus. And as a result, we can look at that and say, hey, we could pray these things for one another too. And the things we're talking about are more than, you know, Aunt Ethel has a pain in her back and we need to pray for that. We are privileged. We can pray for healing. It is part of the provision. And so we're thankful that we can pray for finances and soundness of mind and all of the, but there are spiritual prayers that we can pray for as well. And that's what we're looking at here in Ephesians chapter 1. So let me read to you, verses 17 and 8, well, 16, 17, and 18. And then we'll go on down through verse number 20. I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. That's where we're going to end the reading today. So one of the things that I haven't mentioned thus far is that when God is wanting us to understand his word and his nature and who we are in Christ and what is available to us and what our purpose is, we need to understand that there is the divine provision of wisdom and revelation and understanding, but there is also the effort that we must put into it in knowing and thinking and how to process those information. So, when I am putting a sermon together, the first thing is, God, what's the topic that you want me to speak about? So there has to be some divine insight. If it's left up to me, I could just pick something out of the hat, but it may be an untimely word in an undue season where God wants us to proclaim a timely word in due season. One of the things that I have never embraced was sermon subscriptions. There are subscription services that are out there where you can pay them some money and they will give you a list of sermons with all of the points. And I would imagine that probably some of them have the PowerPoint slides and all of that sort of stuff. I've never been one that was a fan of that. Not because I feel like all the information's got to flow through me. That's not the case at all. I do study and I do research. It's just that different congregations, because there's different people in those congregations, they may be going through different crises at the same time. And so the word that one congregation needs to hear because of the challenges that they're going through may not be the word that a congregation needs to hear for what they're going through. So it would be like going to the hospital and you go to the hospital and you may have injured your leg and they said, oh, all we're doing is appendectomies today. Well, I don't need an appendectomy. I've got an injury to my leg and the hospital saying, well, you know, we're sorry about that. What we're going to do, since you came in for your leg injury, is we're going to provide you an appendectomy instead. It's not that appendectomies aren't needed. It's got to be the treatment for the situation that you are dealing with. So I know some churches right now that have been going through pastoral retirements, that there are churches that have been going through pastors moving on to a different church. I've known churches who their pastor unexpectedly died. There are churches that are going through some financial challenges. There are churches that are going through, you know, like we're going through staffing changes. And so God wants to speak to every congregation in exactly the way that they need to be heard or hear for the challenge that they're facing at that particular moment. And so there's different things. So here in verse number 18, it says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling." And then, so we've talked about that. The second thing that Paul wanted the church at Ephesus to know, and you can see this by the word what. It's mentioned three times here, twice in verse number 18 and once in verse number 19. The second one in verse number 18 is, "What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?" There are many people who, when they become Christians, don't have any awareness of what becoming a Christian looks like, beyond that, hey, I'm no longer destined for an eternity apart from God. Instead, now I'm destined for an eternity with Jesus in heaven. Well, that is part of, you know, what our future looks like. That's the ultimate fulfillment. Being with Christ is what the future looks best like. But it's not just a future with Jesus. You realize that as a child of God, you are now an heir, even a joint heir, with Jesus Christ. That means that we have access to the Father. We have access to all of the benefits the family has to offer, the family of God. And so there are a lot of people who never realize the inheritance that they have. So we are heirs to the Father. We have a glorious access to the Father that belongs to the saints. And I will say this, saints are not just people who are put up on a pedestal by others and look, there are some really amazing and supernatural things that took place, and so we're going to give them a special title. They're going to be in the Hall of Fame of believers, and we're going to call them saints. That's not the way that the Bible refers to saints. Saints are believers who've been set apart by God, set apart to God, set apart for God's holy purpose. So, as an heir, because of what Jesus has done, he wants the eyes of our understanding being enlightened so that we know our character and our life, the activities that we do, the way that we handle our money, the way that we deal with temptation, it is supposed to look entirely different than what unbelievers do. So Francis of Assisi was quoted as making a statement similar to this. This may not be word for word. "Preach always, use words when necessary." And so before people ever pay attention to the words that you say, they need to have heard the message of the gospel through the life that you live. Now, you don't know me. You can go online and look at meritassembly.com, and you can see a picture of what I look like. You can go on our Facebook page and you can see a picture. You can actually watch some of the videos that we have on Facebook, and until Facebook deletes them here a week from today. Facebook is deleting all live videos on May the 26th, I believe it is, that are 30 days. So you're going to be able to post a live video, and they'll keep it for 30 days, and then after that they're delivering it. So, public service announcement. If you have things that you have posted to Facebook that are live videos that you want to keep, you need to download them to a computer or to an external hard drive, and you've got a short time to do it. They supposedly created a shortcut that didn't work for me. What I was able to do was go and move them to a computer, and then I moved them to an external hard drive. So, you can see those things, but you don't really know who I am other than what I look like, what I sound like, and what I have to say. So through the years, and we've been doing this program for 11 and a half years. We started 2013. So this will be our 12th year come October. But through the years, one of the compliments that I am most happy about is that there have been people who've called the church and they got to speak with the office manager, or they encountered people who attend Merit Assembly of God, and people that listen would say, "He sounds so real." And my office manager or other people would say, "That's because that's who he is. What you hear is what you get. I'm not here trying to impress anyone with hyper spirituality or, you know, put on a facade or a mask and try and cover up things in my life. This is who I am. If we encounter one another on the golf course, this is what you're going to get. I'm going to be Bob. In fact, if we happen to cross paths on the golf course, I'm just going to introduce myself as Bob. And I won't introduce myself as Pastor Bob. And I'll take an interest in you. And if you ask, you know, what do I do? I was like, "Hey, I Pastor Merit Assembly of God. And I do a radio program 5 days a week." That's what I'll tell you, but it's something that I will only reveal as I go along. And so what happens is I want people to see my life. I want them to hear the words that I don't say. I want them to recognize that some of the things that they say are things that I don't say, that I don't take myself too seriously. In fact, I tell people at church, and one of the reasons I, you know, use myself to make fun of situations is because I know I'm not going to get mad at me. I happen to be one of my favorite people, not because I'm so enamored with myself. It's just, I've known me my whole life. And I get to get used to that. Well, when our message and our life line up, then that creates an audience for us. But many people, when they become believers, they are unaware of the scriptural blessings that are ours because we are forgiven of our sins and have been adopted into the household of faith. One of the things that I like to remind people is I want Jesus to come into my life, because when Jesus comes into my life, he brings his entire entourage of blessings with him. I remember one of the first minister meetings that I went to of the Assembly of God pastors here in our area. I went to this meeting. I could still tell you what church it was. I could probably take you to the room that it was in, but they may have redesigned that format since then. But there was a person who walked in with an entire group of ministers. I mean, they walked in and they must have had 6 to 8 to 10 people with them. And I was like, wow, that must be, you know, a really large church to have that many people accompanying with you. Well, come to find out, it really wasn't. There were just a lot of people that were there with that particular guy at that point in time. And so the entourage was not what was, you know, it was linked to the guy that was coming in. Well, Jesus, a lot of people want what he can bring. He can bring salvation, but that's just one of the things. He brings you peace. He brings you right standing before God. Do you realize that your inheritance in Christ is glorious, and it's not just future, it is reality. And so we have an inheritance to pray. That's what we're talking about. We have an inheritance that allows us to worship God. We have an inheritance that says, hey, I know that he is with me. He has promised to never leave me and never forsake me. I realize that as a saint of God, that my inheritance is a glorious relationship with other believers in the local church and the global church as well. That I have a network of people that I have spiritual DNA we share a common spiritual DNA. We have like faith. So I have an inheritance of the gift of faith that God gives to every man. I have an inheritance that God has bestowed upon me, mercy, because I need mercy. That he bestows upon me an inheritance of grace because I am blessed and highly favored in God. It's because of who he is and the relationship that he has made possible for me to have with him that grace happens. I have a glorious inheritance in the Word of God. I have a glorious inheritance with the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Spirit, that all that heaven has available is something that I have access to. So we're getting ready to look at the power of God here for probably a couple of programs. And so I never have to feel overwhelmed. I never have to be intimidated by someone who is bigger than me physically, because God is bigger than they are spiritually. I have an inheritance of supernatural healing. Now, I also, because God created our bodies, I have natural healing mechanisms that take place because of the time that God has chosen for us to live and the location that he has chosen for us to live. We are also heirs of some of the technology and the healing techniques that man has been able to develop. I'm thankful for the natural inheritance that I've got. I'm thankful for no more sickness and no more death in the future. I am thankful for streets of gold, and I'm thankful for crystal seas. I'm thankful for an abiding place that we have as an inheritance with him. I want you to see that it is not just natural. But the greatest inheritance, the most glorious inheritance that we have as believers, was disclosed to Abraham, and that is when God said to him, I am your exceeding great reward. So, right standing with God, having a relationship with him, those are all tremendous, tremendous blessings. Most of the time when we think of inheritance, we think of someone here on earth. They have finished their earthly life, and as a result of that, they have a will in place, and it says, this is how I want my assets divided and distributed. And you have to wait for the person to die before you get that inheritance. And so we talked not too long ago about, you know, the prodigal son. The younger son went, and he didn't want to wait for the father to die. He wanted his inheritance then and now. He missed the glorious inheritance of the relationship, and all he wanted was the stuff. Well, I want you to understand that it is not stuff without relationship. It is also not relationship without divine provision. It's both. So we have a relationship with God through Christ where we get to experience physical blessings. We get to experience relational blessings. Some of us may not be aware that the only reason our marriages are still intact is not because of how great we were at relationship, but because of the inheritance that we have, where Christ made that marriage endure, not because of us, but sometimes in spite of us. So generational blessings. The Bible talks about the impact of wickedness can endure for three or four generations, but spiritual blessings for people who live in a covenant relationship with God, that those blessings can go on for generations, for a thousand generations. That basically means forever. So as I get more gray hair up on the top of my head, one of my goals for the latter season of my life, no matter how that may be, I've got some family members that lived quite a long time, is I want to make sure that I steward the revelation, the things that God has helped me to understand. I want to process that so that that part of my spiritual inheritance is not lost, but it's imparted to the next generation. That's why I'm here on the radio. Not that I'm the wisest person, but there are some things that God has shared with me that I've never known anybody else to talk about. And so I just want to pass it along. And the thing about it is, it was free when God gave it to me. It's free when I give it to you. And so I hope that you walk in the fullness of the inheritance. It's a glorious inheritance. It's an inheritance that God wants you and all the saints, including me, to walk in. I pray that we will know that inheritance. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your